So I want to talk about my dream for you, because I have been so blessed to live inside the dream of God. I figured out early on, you know, I had these dreams for myself. I used to tell my father, I'm going to live in a house on a hill. I'm going to have $1 million. And I learned early in my career that the dream I had for myself couldn't compare to the dream that life had for me. So I figured out how to lean into life, to lean into life and allow the flow that was designed for me to follow, to allow that flow to be my guide. And every decision I've ever made has come from listening to the flow that represents the truth in me, that is also the truth in you. You already know the truth. You've been making decisions, having choices fulfilled throughout your life since you were a kid. And being able to make the right choice based upon what is the truth of you is the dream and prayer I hold for you today. Because being able to do that has led me to this stage and many other stages throughout the world. It's the truth. You know, everybody has what I call this instinct, this inner voice. It's called by many names: intuition, the divine, the flow. But everybody has it. And the truth is, every decision I've ever made that led me to the right space and place in my life, I got there because I relied on that inner voice, the truth of me. When I was 30 years old and about to leave Baltimore, because I felt something inside, that thing, that instinct, that flow, that truth that said, it's time to move on. And every single person around me, except for my best friend Gail, that's why she is my best friend Gail, said, you shouldn't move to Chicago. You should stay here. My bosses said, you're right here in Baltimore. You're a little fish in a big pond. You can grow old here. I go, that's the problem. I don't want to grow old doing the evening news here. So I listened to that inner voice that said, go. And I knew whether I got the job in Chicago, which of course I did, or not, that it was time to leave, because the truth of me was urging me forward. And every decision I made after coming to Chicago, when everybody said, you should just take a salary, it's too big of a risk to own yourself, to own your show. What if that show fails? Then you're stuck. I said, I'm gonna bet on myself, because the truth of me, the inner voice that I was allowed to get still and feel, said, take the risk, bet on yourself. Every decision I've ever made, I've come back to that space and allowed myself to live in the place of intentional living. About 1989, after I'd been doing my show for 3 years, I ran across a book called The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav. And in it, he talked about how every action is followed by a reaction, which we all know is the third law of motion in physics. But he also said that before there's even a thought or an action, there is an intention. Something struck me about that. There's an intention that precedes every thought and every action, and the outcome of your experiences is determined by the intention. At the time, I was the kind of woman who tried to do everything that everybody wanted me to do, because I just started making money. The amount of money I made was being published. I got a lot of cousins instantly. A lot of people I used to know in school and friends of mine who all needed things. And I had problems saying no, So this principle of intention is what literally saved and changed the trajectory of my living, because I started to make my decisions based on what I intended, not just what somebody else wanted me to do or what I thought would please them, but what do I really intend to happen from the outcome of this decision or this choice? And so I started to apply this intentional living and this intentional thinking to everything in my life. I said to my producers, do not bring me a show or an idea unless you have a clear intention about why we're doing it, what you want to say, what you want the outcome to be. And changing the paradigm to from just doing a television show, from just being on TV, to actually intending to be of service to the viewers, changed the trajectory of the show. The reason we were number one for 25 solid years is because we intended to be. We intended to create and to use the opportunity of being able to speak to people every day, to use that as a platform to inform their lives in service, intentionally. And I would say to the producers, do not bring me an idea that I cannot find my thread of truth in, so that I could sit in the seat and ask the questions with the intention of accomplishing something bigger than the interview. So I remember the first time I used this principle of intention. There was a mother on who had lost her 16-year-old daughter. She'd been murdered by her boyfriend. Junior in high school, popular, straight A's, cheerleader. Everybody loved her. Nobody ever suspected that the boyfriend was abusing her. I learned then, back in the 90s, that domestic violence for young girls, for teenagers, is at the same rate of domestic violence for grown women in this country. 1 out of 4 girls, 14 to 18, dating, are being abused by their boyfriends. So this girl had hidden it from her mother and her friends, because girls hide it because they don't want anybody to know, and also because they want to keep the boyfriend. So I went into the green room and I asked the mother, please tell me why you're here. What is your intention? She said, I'm here because your producers asked me to come. I said, but what is the reason you said yes? What is your true intention in being here? And she said, I want people to know that my daughter's life was bigger than her death. Everywhere I go, people only want to talk about her death and how she died and how I didn't know or why I should have known. But I want people to know that my daughter, our daughter, was loved. She was loved by her siblings and loved by her friends, and she loved us, and she had a life that was bigger than her murder. And I said, good. I can do that. I can make sure that people know that your daughter's life meant something, that her being here on the planet Earth for 16 years truly mattered. And here's my intention. I want everybody who hears your daughter's story to be able to see their friend, to see themselves, and to know that to remain silent can be a killer. And so every question that I ask you comes from the point of view of an intention to serve the life of your daughter so that her life would not have been in vain. That's the first show I won an Emmy for, when I aligned the intentions. And since that time, I don't make a decision without getting still, checking in with my inner truth, with what is the real reason I'm doing anything.